Now we're going to have some really good music. What Mike is talking about, of course, is the Negani Mill Chorus Concert that is going to be held this coming Saturday, May 12th, at the Ishpeming High School Auditorium, the W.C. Peterson Auditorium. The show starts at 7, and we have got a really nice assortment of music this year. And we've got with us also this year a group out of Gladstone, the Remnants, a barbershop group. And with them, they've got a quartet, The Next Generation. They're going to join us as well. So it's going to be a fun-filled night, great music. It's entitled Sing Your Way Home, and it's a very well-laid-out concert. We've got a nice assortment of music. I think there's going to be some music there that will be pleasing and for everyone in the audience.
We're even getting baby boomer music now, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love that, yeah. So, Bill, you were talking about Barbershop Quartet a little bit, too.
Right. The group from Gladstone has a barbershop quartet that has been performing for a number of years, and we had a chance to listen to them when we shared the stage with them in Gladstone a few weeks ago. And they're just a great group of guys, to some great music. And you know, it's a barbershop venue, of course, but you know, they have put a lot of humor into it, mm-hmm. and it's very pleasurable and enjoyable to listen to and to watch their antics as well. Along with that group, we also, of course, have the Negani Mill Chorus's own Strictly Gospel group, which is going to also perform three numbers, all three of them done by the Gaithers. And we like to gather music with the gospel group, but it's a nice assortment. So it's just got, like Gary said, we got some old 60s stuff that we're gonna do. We've got some gospel, we've got some barbershop, we've got some a little heavier, some serious, just a great assortment mm-hmm. of music.
And Gary, you've got something going on too. Aren't you doing something with another singer?
Well, yeah, my cousin. Yeah. It's a good thing I watched him practice last night, because I would have ended up on the floor in tears. It's quite comical. He's very animated.
And you're kind of animated too.
Well, yeah, he's a lot
That's
more animated than me.
That's a good combination.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. We're not singing anything serious, but we try to make it entertaining anyways.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a real entertaining night all around.
Oh, yeah. We even got dancers.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
No, we can't tell you about it. You got to come and watch.
Okay. Yeah. There's still seats open.
Oh, yes.
And still tickets.
We got to put a challenge for the people in Marquette to come. Doesn't seem like people from Marquette know where Ishpeming is.
In some ways. Go ahead, Bill. Yeah.
But, the auditorium, if you're familiar with the Ishpeming High School auditorium, it does seat 11 to 1,200 people. So. But we, you know, to fill that is a phenomenal feat. But we get a very good crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. we get upwards of 800 people at a concert. So,
Bill, did you know W.C. Peterson?
Did I know him? Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I'm old.
I wouldn't say that, but
that's a fact. W.C. Peterson was the superintendent when I was going to school.
You are,
and it's not that long ago either.
You are something, Gary. You
it
are
is
something.
Not that long ago.
See, that's the kind of entertainment you're going to get tomorrow night. And you guys, when you were here last time, we talked a lot about that. A lot of comedy, a lot of laughing, a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We try to keep our concerts some serious, some very light. And
I'd be the serious one.
When Gary says we've got dancers, we're talking. You're using the term choreography very loosely. It's something to see.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Yep, May 12th at the Ishpeming High School Auditorium. Tickets are $8. There will be some available at the door, and we do have some outlets out there, but I'm not going to mention them right now because we will be picking up those tickets today. And I hate to have somebody go out and try to get a ticket and find that there's none there. So. We'll expect, if you haven't got your ticket yet, if you know a Negani Mill Chorus member, you can probably give them a call and get some tickets. Otherwise, I would say at this point, look forward to getting one at the door. And our process at the auditorium for getting tickets goes pretty fast. It's a nice process, and you can get a nice seat fairly easily.